Again, this is confusing the means as ends, and it also assumes that there are only two alternatives when there may in fact be many more than that in any given question. In the first place, you are not living for your children. You are living for yourself, even if you thought you were going to give up all hope of achieving anything directly and now attempt to achieve your happiness through your children, supposedly. It would be a very futile gesture, of course, and we'll touch on some of the reasons why as we go along. The point is that the children, like everyone and everything else in life, are no more than instruments to your happiness. They are nothing more in your life than instruments to your own well-being. The nature of life demonstrates that this must be so. That doesn't mean that you will treat them cruelly, that you will disregard them and so forth, any more than you would treat cruelly or disregard anything else that is a means to your happiness. And the greater you value that instrument, the more that you will take it into consideration in determining your happiness because you want to preserve it as it is. So the question always to be asked in any such relationship is, what are the consequences of acting this way and what are the consequences of acting that way? What will happen to me if I do this? What will happen to me if I do that? And if you suddenly find that a child is on the way at a time when you didn't have that in mind and you feel that it would interfere greatly with your happiness, then think it over long and hard, of course, but there is always the alternative to release that child for adoption. There are a multitude of adults in this world who would like to have children and can't. If you do decide you want the children, recognize what is involved and be prepared to pay the price for having the benefit you've decided you will derive from having children in your life. But you don't have children because it is a burden or an obligation to society or to anything. So don't curse the fates the first time a problem arises because you have a child. Don't ask yourself how you were put in this position of having to have this tremendous obligation thrust on your back. Approach it directly and responsibly by looking at it and saying, what will be the consequences of my deciding to raise this child? And what will the consequences be of letting somebody else raise the child? And determine it as you would make any decision that you have in life on a basis that you can stick with once having made the decision. Recognize, too, that the decision to keep the child is not even a final one. You can release the child for adoption at a later date, too, although this may not appear to be as desirable as making the break at the start. But there is always the fact that the child may run away from you at age 8 and you may never see him again, too. So you are not making a decision for 18 years to follow, even if you think you are. But it is foolish to talk of the responsibilities or obligations that parents have toward children, to say that if you brought a child in the world, then you are automatically responsible for that child till the time he is 18, or that this provides an automatic obligation. This is usually accompanied by a statement that the parent is responsible until the child reaches maturity. But how old is maturity? Well, it's not a chronological age, it's emotional maturity, and it varies from one individual to the next. Swell. So what's the point in bringing it up in the first place? Who is the authority who gets to determine what is emotional maturity and to judge a child to see if he has it at any age? No one knows when the child is mature. The child will decide by his own standards what decisions he's capable of making or not making. There is no authoritative standard, and you may think you're smarter than the child, but this is always accompanied by the fact that the child thinks he's smarter than you are, and that's why you have a difference of opinion, just like you would with any other human being. So you can say, well, I am smarter, I'm 20 years older, I'm 50 years older, the child isn't mature, the child isn't this or that. But you are still talking about a standard that you have determined and said that I have determined the child is not old enough to make this decision yet, and even though he thinks otherwise, my standard will prevail. Well, why will it prevail? Well, simply because I have a belt or something of the sort when you come right down to it. Well, the point is, of course, the child can get along without you if he has to. You don't have to feel that you have taken on some obligation to see that that child survives. If you choose to take a newborn baby and leave it to die in the snow, then there obviously are going to be consequences to pay. Perhaps the child himself is not going to exact them from you, but others will in their recognition of how short-sighted you are and so what they can expect to get from you and so forth. So it doesn't appear to me to be in anyone's self-interest to do something like that, especially before the child is old enough to even be able to move on his own.